Welcome back to the mix, everyone.
Never gets old.
I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Hello.
And today we have episode 66 of the mix. 66.
It's pretty good. That's crazy, bro.
That is crazy. Such a big number, huh? Yeah.
Did you want me to use the media board or something?
No, I just was like, oh, yeah, right. You're just supposed
to. Yeah. Big. It's a big. You can just do it one more time.
Oh. It's such a lot of episodes, huh? Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, all right, anyway. All right. We got a loaded slate today. After being gone for a month, we got John Wick 4, Creed 3, Triangle of Sadness, and The Last of Us. So, loaded slate today a little bit. Yeah, whoa. But first we're gonna start off with John Wick 4 because it just came out. It's a banger, kind of, sort of. But what did you think?
Everybody loves it.
Yeah, everybody loves John Wick, but what did you think? Oh
yeah. I thought it was just alright. I felt like a boomer, because by the end I wasn't blown away. But like leading up to it, that's all everybody was saying, right? It was like, oh, this is the best one yet, it's better than the last ones.
They just really?
Themselves. Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. So I was like, all right, I'm ready, you know? I want to.
Yeah.
So I was expecting like a Mad Max Fury Road or like the Raid kind of thing where it was nonstop. And it was nonstop, but I don't know. By the end, I was like, it's just the same as the other movies, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt like a boomer because I was like, why am I not amazed? Like, I was like, what's wrong with me? But then I watched like scenes from the first one, and those ones like amazed me. Like those scenes in the first movie were like, really good. So I was just like, what is it? What's so different? And I still don't know. But yeah. It came away like it was just all right.
Like, yeah, I wish I had time. Sorry, go ahead.
But it was really well made. Like they did go bigger than like all the other movies too, though. Like, and it felt epic. Like I love when movies do like little side quests, because it makes everything feel like more, like the scale is bigger, you know? Like he has to like go back to his family and do all these little things. Like that's what makes it feel epic. But yeah, by the end, I didn't feel anything by the end, really.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I think it was mostly the same as the other movies, but I wish I got to rewatch the other movies because I kind of forget now. But because you're the one that got me into John Wick, because I was like, I don't really like action movies like that. Like, like Jason Bourne, like, ew. But then you're like, no, the action's really good. So, and then I watched it and it freaking blew me away. But this one kind of was like, it was good. Like, the action's still really good.
Yeah.
But to say that it's like a step up from the other movies, I think I don't know if I agree with that either.
It's kind of just more of the same a little bit, yeah.
But like, I think, yeah, pretty much. And then it's kind of like, at this point, we're four movies in. You already know, like how it's gonna what's go gonna happen. Yeah. But I guess you kind of knew that the whole time, because he's the Baba Yaga, you know? But yeah. Like, he doesn't lose, but like, I don't know, more this time it felt more like, until he gets to like the big bosses, it's like
that's the thing too, like after the first movie it's not ever really personal, like he's just trying to get out, like, you know what I'm saying? I think that's why the emotion like immediately just dies down after the first movie, because after the first movie it's just like there's this guy, he's scary as hell, he's unhinged because like he has nothing left, so that's scary. Yeah. That's terrifying. And these movies, he's just trying to get out, and it's just like it's not really the same.
Yeah, no, I think that has a lot to do with it too. And then the ending in this one kind of like took a lot of steam.
I did not expect it too, though. That's crazy.
I didn't expect it, but I don't think it was like
it was gonna end any other way, probably.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because like I don't know. I felt like maybe you disagree with me, but like, do you think they could have done more with like? The table and like
the high table. That's because I think that's what everybody's expecting, you know.
Yeah, like maybe he's
gonna
like,
keep going.
Yeah, I want to know.
Is this like, technically spoilers. Like, if I heard us, I'd just be like, "Oh, okay, so that happens then."
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's a little bit spoilery. So be careful if you haven't watched it. But like,
I did expect that though. But they probably knew that we were expecting it too. So it's like,
but that doesn't mean like zagging would be good. I don't know.
I think that was the whole point of the movie though, because even like every single character asks him like, oh, when does this end, you know? That's probably like the whole point that they're trying to get across, is like, even if he does go, like, even like then what exactly, right? That's what they've been saying the entire movie. It's like, if you go for them, then like, when does it end? Like, she's just gonna stop like after he gets like everybody.
But that, like, that's on you as, like, the writer to, like, make it interesting. Like, it's such a cop-out to be like, oh, I don't fucking know, so, you know, like.
That's another thing, too, like, the last 40 minutes is crazy, it's just nonstop action, right? But, like,
yeah,
we kind of did that in the last movie, where, like, that was, like, the first 30 minutes of the other movie, like, where he's on the run, right?
Yeah.
Which it was really, like, good, though.
Yeah, not that it's, like, bad, it's really cool. Yeah. The whole stair fall, I was like, oh
my God. Yeah, and my whole audience, like, when that kept going, like, after, like, 10 seconds, we're all, like, everybody just laughed, because it's, like, we are just gonna go out down all these stairs. And then it stops for a bit, where he, like, fights, but then there's more.
Yeah. That one's really good. But, like,
yeah.
Dude, yeah, that, some of the falls in this movie, too, I was like, oh, like some of the noises is just, like, oh, shit, like,
oh, everybody talks about it, but, like, the crane shot, the Hotline Miami scene where it's just up, this camera's up over everything, that was awesome.
I thought
that was really cool.
Ooh, oh, the end credit scene, also cool. I liked it.
Did you actually stay for it?
I stayed for it. You described it to me, I was like, oh, I kind of want to watch that, so I watched it, even though I was tired as hell.
Yeah, what'd you think of all the new characters? That's the thing, too, when the movie's, like, four movies in, it's kind of tough to, like, add in new characters, yeah? So, like, what'd you think of those ones?
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Well, okay, I remembered most of the old characters, I think. Like, I remembered the Osaka Hotel and everything, and Winston. I liked, that's the guy that plays Pennywise, right? Is the villain?
That is him, yeah.
What'd
you think of him as a villain?
He was good. Yeah. I liked him a lot. Yeah. The ending is with him is so good too. Like, I liked him a lot. The guy with the dog, he was alright. I guess
the one I was gonna bring up. Yeah, because
it didn't feel like really he
get
had
anything from him. Yeah,
yeah. He was cool though.
I liked the scenes too. Yeah,
he was cool. Yeah, but, like, he had a cool story.
Like, adding to the overall story is like, or, he doesn't add too much. I did like Kane though. Donnie Yen is badass.
Oh, Kane is super cool. Awesome character. Holy amazing
shit. When he's setting up all his gadgets and the traps, and then I was like, oh my God, he's so badass.
Yeah.
He's so good.
But yeah, it's mostly the dog guy that's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like he's just kind of there sometimes.
I don't know,
he didn't really, he's cool character with a dog.
He was cool, I guess. I did like that, like, I did like, not that he was a match for John, but, like, he was a good addition. Like, when they were around, like, the table at the poker scene. No, not poker. No, they were playing poker, right? Something like
that. It was five-card draw.
And then, like, it was just the three of them. I was like, oh, that's pretty, it's pretty fun, actually. Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah, that was a really good scene with the penguin-looking guy.
But then his overall story, and at the end, I was just like,
yeah.
Didn't really, but I guess that's, it also adds to the epic feeling, right? Like, it's not just John Wick and these people. Like, if it's like a bunch of people, then it's still like, it feels more epic. So I guess that's why they felt like they needed to add somebody, probably.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. That's why, man, I think. Oh yeah, spoiler. They should have kept going, bro. Like, like they built this whole universe. You're telling me there's no more hotels they could have made? There's no more villains they could have made? You couldn't have made something interesting with this high table thing? Like, he drops, and then you're like, oh, okay, is that it?
Yeah, he's out. Yeah,
all right.
And then it cuts to, and then, oh,
and it's like, oh, okay. So I guess this is it, huh? Because it's not like I knew going in. They didn't say, like, oh, this is the last one.
Yeah,
I didn't
know. This was supposed to be a back-to-back. It was supposed to be John Wick Chapter 4 and Chapter 5.
For real? So yeah, they're not. I guess not, huh? It was a bait.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I think because COVID happened, but I'm not sure. I could be a liar.
Damn. But yeah, either way, I don't know. It was underwhelming, I guess. I had high expectations because of the other movies. But what would you give it out of 5?
Yeah, I know. It feels kind of, like, messed up to give it a 3 because it's really well made. But I just didn't really feel much, you know, so. It's a 3.
No, I agree. I'm with you. It's a 3 for sure. Like, super well made. It's just, story-wise, there were some cool quotes in there, too. That's why it's like, they had good one-liners and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember any off the top of my head, but there's some of the theaters like, damn, I gotta remember that one for the podcast, and now I'm forgetting all of them.
So what'd you feel about the runtime? Because like a lot of people complain about it, but I thought it was that I like when movies have a long runtime, but it feels like epic. Like it does, like it works, you know.
I think
Avatar or Dune.
Some of the fighting scenes dragged a little bit, but I don't think that's a fair criticism because it's like an action movie and you want cool fighting scenes.
That's true.
But like they could have probably shortened them a little bit because I kind of started nodding off a little bit. It was also really late when I watched it. So, but you already know, like, oh, this is some random ass bad guy. He's just going to kill him in a different way with his pistol. So, yeah, but maybe those could have been a little bit shorter. But other than that, it was fine. I like using both hotels that he was at before. Mm-hmm. I think the hotels are like part of the, like,
that's the cool part. That's like the world building kind of.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And I feel there should like be a prequel. More. A prequel show.
Ooh, yeah.
It's called The Continental.
Oh, there is. Oh,
yeah. It's coming out later this year. Yeah.
Oh, no, wow.
Yeah, it's coming out later this year, yeah.
Hell yeah. I'll watch that. Okay, cool. But yeah, 3. I think it's still like worth watching if you already watched the other ones. I will say the whole duel, the climax was very well done as well. I don't think we gave enough praise there yet. Because
I mean, yeah, you can feel. I've been saying like, oh, we felt nothing, but like during the actual fights, you feel like, you know, what you epic. Want from an action movie. Yeah,
yeah. It's more just the when they're not fighting, there's like no story emotion thing there.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, super cool duel as well.
Yeah.
Not really. That was pretty good. Yeah. There's like, oh, okay, no, this is perfect. This brings me to my question that I asked earlier, but I want to know like other opinions. All right, this is my question:
yes.
Is Keanu Reeves a good actor?
I think it's pretty well known that he's like, when it comes to emotions, it's kind of he can't really bring it, but. When it comes to action and being like you know that John Wick Neo character, like he knows his stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's tough to be a leading man. Like, so he can do that. But yeah, when it comes to like, I don't, you know, actually, like, I guess
actually, see, because like you want to say actually acting, but it's like there's more to it than that kind of.
No, yeah, because I hate when people are like, oh, this person deserves an award because they cried. You know, that's just part of the job. Like, you should be able to cry. The real part of acting is becoming another person and becoming another character. Mm. And Keanu can do that, you know? But that's the thing. If he asks somebody else, oh, do you see John Wick or do you see Keanu? You're like, then they'll be, yeah. Then my argument like kind of falls flat, you know?
Yeah. I also felt like, I don't know, in this movie, they kind of, like, they almost like wrote it for him, cause, like almost to hide him.
Like, I don't around know. Him.
Yeah, like around his like shortcomings there. And I was like, ah. But I don't know. Cause you can't, like, he's really great. I'm assuming he does like most of all those like stunts and stuff, right?
Yeah. No, yeah.
So that's
sure.
like
I
the other
so.
Part of like acting, you know?
Exactly.
So I don't want to like completely discredit him.
It's hard to hate him, you know?
Yeah, I think it's fair to ask.
He brings in the money too. So it's like.
Yeah.
Say he's a bad actor, he'll bring in the dough.
Yeah, so I'm curious. I'd like more perspectives on this. Ooh, this is a TikTok clip, Daniel. I want to hear what the world has to say about this. But yeah, I feel like it's something I thought about it in the theater too. I was like, because he said something in the beginning, or I felt like so. Sometimes his other scene partner will like. Be like really like dramatic and into it, and then it cuts to him and he's just like, yeah, and that's it. And I'm like, oh, they were just like doing so great with the emotion, and then it's such a stark difference. It's kind of funny. But yeah, let us know what you think of Keanu. Moving on here, next movie on the slate, Creed 3. Michael B. Jordan, he directed it, huh?
He directed it. Did you see all the anime influences like that everybody's talking about?
Kinda. I'm a little more dense, so I probably missed a bunch. Probably a bunch went over my head too. But what did you think?
I thought it was really good. I don't. I had trouble because I was like, was this better than John Wick Chapter 4? You know, because I enjoyed it more. Like there's emotion in this movie. Like I was like, there are a lot of scenes. I was like, damn, like this is crazy. Yeah. I did like a lot of movies like nowadays don't have rivals anymore. That's why I like this movie a lot. Because like they were like, you know, they were enemies, rivals, bro. Like yeah, I know. I love that stuff. And then I thought Jonathan Majors is really good. His character is really good. Like there are a lot of scenes. Like even though he's technically the villain, I did feel bad for him. Like in the last fight. I was like, damn, like, I felt so bad. Like he wants it so bad, but it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of an asshole too. But like, yeah. And whenever a movie does that, where like you feel for the like both sides, it's like, it's really good. Yeah. And it's also just the, you know, the classic Rocky stuff where it's like, yeah, I guess you're going to have
training
to fight
montage,
him. Like, let's go. Yeah. And then, yeah, bad stuff always, like the personal life, the bad stuff always happens. That's why I didn't like Creed 2 though. Cause like, it was too much. I was like, oh my, why just piling all this shit on him? But I will say, like, because, like, in the second one, they're like, oh, your daughter, he was having a kid, right? And, like, oh, your daughter's also going to be deaf, too, right? Yeah. So that I was like, come on, like, give him a break, bro. Like, that's why I didn't like the second movie. But that's actually, like, one of the best parts in this movie, though. Like, that's more, it makes it more interesting. Like, those are my favorite scenes when he's with his daughter and stuff, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's, like, struggling with his past and all
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to talk that shit about no... I love that part.
It was a good try. It was a good try. Yeah.
I fumbled, but I ain't no Michael B. Jordan.
Dude, yeah. The fact... Or that whole, like, situation being, like... Oh, man. The backstory is, like, really good, I think.
Yeah. Being forced to, like, confront, like, your demons.
Yeah. And it's, like... Well, at first you think that he's in jail because of Michael B. Jordan, but it's kind of like they were both kind of in it type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall I liked it. I liked it and I didn't like the scene where, well, when they're fighting toward the end, the whole crowd like goes away and it's all foggy and quiet and stuff.
Yeah,
so it's like supposed to be like the zone.
It's just them two.
Yeah. So like simulate the rest of the round so they don't have to do every round, which was good. I think they kind of overdid it a little bit with the, I don't know, maybe like the jail bars, or like maybe it went on a little bit too long, or they're kind of like overdoing it a little bit with their like, yeah.
Oh, like when they're like squaring up, I guess.
Yeah. It kind of like took me out of it a little bit.
I kind of like that stuff. I get what you mean, though. It's like it makes it like too much of a movie. It's like too cinematic, I guess.
Yeah. That's takes the, you out of the it. Vibe I got. Yeah. Overall, though, I thought it was a good story. I like the whole. He's old, he's washed type of thing.
Yeah.
I love those type of redemption.
That side of it, like
so
the sports and sporty stuff.
Yeah. That's why you watch sports movies, you know, to be inspired. Yeah. And this movie did a good job of that. That's what all the Rockies do well.
Yeah, what'd you think of, like, the way they kind of, like, they don't mention Rocky too much. It's like, what would you think of that?
I liked it. I think it had enough. Yeah. They didn't need Rocky in this one. Like,
exactly, like, yeah.
He kind of
like
has
it's
his own
actually
thing
like
at this
a
point.
Creed movie now, you know, like
it's not Rocky, it's Creed, but I feel like they should bring him back at some point because he was already in the other two like mentoring. It was kind of weird, like,
just to close
I feel like in
up.
This movie, yeah, he would have probably reached out or like had a line or something, you know, just like been there at some point. Yeah. I feel like so that was kind of weird.
I did like that they brought back the people that he fought before. That's what like superhero movies need to do. They need to like bring back like villains and just like have like the first match in the movie is him fighting that guy, right? From the first movie.
Yeah, that was
awesome. And then when he was training, he was fighting Drago again, right?
Yep.
That's so cool that movies do that shit. So yeah. Makes it feel real. Like that's what would happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. What'd you think of the other fighter? What's his name? Felix.
Oh. Man, I know it's so like that's why we always say sports movies are so predictable. But like when he still feel bad though. Like, damn, yeah. I thought he was gonna kill him though. Like to be honest, but yeah, the movie was gonna go that far.
Yeah, that'd be yeah. No, yeah. But like, I liked the way that they kind of set it up was like, because in my head I was like, nobody would take this flight as like the champ. But it's a movie, so I accepted it. And then it was like, what did he say? All I want you to do is do your job. And I was like, oh yeah. I mean, if he's really that good, he'll just knock him out. Yeah, I know. And that's the other. But that was also the problem I had with it. Like Duke was like blaming Michael B. Jordan for all of it, and I was like, I mean, if he had just won and been good, then.
But I guess the way the movie tried to justify it was he was playing dirty, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. But even then,
I just remember going into that last fight. I was like, there ain't no way Dame's winning. This is such BS. Like, don't even try to make it close. But then, like, as the fight went on, I was like, I felt bad. I was like, damn, like, you could just give it to Dame, you know? But then it's like, but he had this whole career. He ain't gonna, like, like thinking about it, like he shouldn't lose this, you know? Like,
yeah. And the training montage was A1. Yeah. Really good training montage. I loved it. Stephen A. Smith made a really nice cameo. Do you know who that is? There's also clips of him in, I think it's General Hospital. You ever seen those clips?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't.
Dude, I gotta send some to you. He's so funny. Because like, he's actually a sports guy, but he does like acting on the side. It's so weird. But it was just funny seeing him on screen. It's so funny. But yeah, what would you give this out of 5?
There's one more thing I want to talk about. I forgot, though. So you give your rating while I try to remember
I will give my rating. I gave it... Oh, what did I give it? I went on Letterboxd and rated it. But I think I gave it a... I had it at a 4. And then I thought about it a little bit more. I lowered it to a 3.5.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was at a 4 because I felt everything. I thought it was a well-made movie.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking about it a lot. And I was like, at the end of the day, it was such like a... Just a... You know, bros beefing, but then it's like, oh nah, yeah, we cool. Like that's all it was. It wasn't really that epic or anything.
Yeah,
but still a well made movie. So that's why I would bring it down to a 3. But I don't think I'm gonna stay at a 4 because I like it a lot. Nice. And yeah, good on Michael B. Jordan because it's not hard. It's not easy to, you know, direct the movie and act at the same time. So
yeah. And it's like sports genre where you know you got choreography and stuff. And,
yeah.
But yeah, it was great.
4 for me.
I can't even remember the other. Are they making? They gotta be. They kind of set up another one, right? They're probably gonna make another one.
They actually announced like they want to make a whole universe.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That's the vibe I got.
Like,
with the,
I think
the
they announced like an anime series, and then if possible, they want to do like a spinoff with his daughter, like probably Time Jump, I guess. Yeah, they want to do a whole bunch.
Well. I'm interested to see what they have in store there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a good sports movie. I enjoyed it. I was inspired after. I think that's part of it. That's part of like why we rated it so high at first, because it was like, that was awesome.
Like, yeah, man. It's just that feeling. Like, yeah,
I can do anything.
I know. I saw reels of like, oh, how boys are after watching Creed, and they're just like punching the theater wall. And people are trying to leave the theater.
Yeah. That's good though. That's like how it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, it was good. Cool. Man, maybe I shouldn't have left this. Actually, no, we have The Last of Us after, but third movie.
Yeah.
We have Triangle of Sadness, which was, if you don't know, it's probably like it's perfectly understandable if you don't know of this movie. It's like a
damn
Oscar. Well, I didn't know until you were like, oh, yeah, let's watch this. Like, okay, but apparently it's like Oscar bait and it's on Hulu and it's that type of movie. It's like a, I don't know, how would you describe it?
It's like the themes are really,
it's like a it's like a movie. But it's not one that you want to go to the theater for.
I mean, kind of. You want to, I'd say like you'd want to see what people like, the other reactions are. They're kind of like big scenes like that.
I just know if I saw that in the theater though, I'd probably take it.
Probably.
But okay. What were your thoughts on the movie?
Yeah, the only thing I knew about it was the Filipino actress, because I gotta represent. So I was like, come on, let's go. And She was like best the best part of the movie.
So oh,
I was
yeah.
like, all right. I was like, yeah. yeah. and she yeah, so it's about a bunch of, it's an F rich people movie. That's what it is, right?
Yeah. So and, what did you say? It's kind of like The Menu, but not as good.
Because like last year was a whole like F rich people, like there's The Menu, Glass Onion, Knives Out, and there's this movie.
Damn, yeah, I didn't watch Knives Out still, but... Yeah, so.
And yeah, it kind of does that. You get to like laugh at rich people, and
yeah,
that's the whole thing. It can you can look deeper into it, but you know, it's just I like what I saw is like what I got. I was like, all right, yeah, so we're good. I didn't want to like look any deeper into it.
What did the Triangle of Sadness actually have to do with anything? So like, do you know what I'm talking? Yeah, like, do you know?
Just sounded so, nice.
Yeah, they point out this triangle. What sadness, it is, right? Which is like it's the like middle of your face, forever. Like because he's like a male model in the beginning of the movie, and I was like, oh okay, I'll try to remember that. And it never like had any sort of significance. Yeah, I don't know. Ever.
There's probably something. Though.
Yeah, I mean, I somebody know. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I didn't get anything from that. The whole first 30 minutes or so is a big snooze fest, in my opinion.
Oh my god,
dude! The whole dinner date he thing was just like, dude, like, what are we watching here? Like, nice, dude. It's just, I stopped. I watched this movie in two parts. I was like, all right, dude, like, what am I watching here? You know? And then Woody Harrelson comes in, and then you kind of think, all right, maybe it picks up. And Woody Harrelson's kind of just here to just drink and say things for a bit, make the movie makes its points, cool, still not super interesting to me. And then they get to the third act, and that's when it picks up to me. When the Filipino lady comes in, takes over, awesome. But before that, man, it was rough for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched it so long ago, and I have nothing to say about it because it's like, yeah, oh, I don't know.
We could talk about the ending. We should talk about the
ending. Okay, the ending. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those endings that if you don't like having it to decide for yourself, like, what's another movie that does that? Like
Inception.
Inception. Oh, but I liked Inception's one. That's a good example of it, but. Inception ending, but if it was bad, like you have to decide like how to finish the movie. Like I just wanted
this it's like they took out a scene.
Yeah.
Like the actual ending, they took it out and they're like, all right, what do you think?
Yeah. The director was like, wait, hold up. Delete.
Alright.
He's like, all right, do it. Yeah.
Screen it.
And I was like, bro, like...
Or no, that's what happened. He accidentally deleted it. Or, like, something happened to the actual ending, and they're like, shit. But then everybody...
Play it off.
Standing ovation, yeah. They're like, oh, shit. The Homelander.
But yeah, they should have just ended it. Just tell me what happens. Make your point. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. That whole date night scene, I felt like didn't need to be in the movie.
That was a bit much. Again, it was just like they were trying to like get across what they wanted to like say, right? Like it's the whole equals thing. Yeah, they say it throughout the movie.
Yeah, which like I get it, but it's I don't know. I didn't think it was that interesting or compelling of a message. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
It's a 3 for me. I liked it. I just remember liking it, and I was like, "All right," but that's it. It's just like, and then yeah, I liked that. I liked watching it, and then now I don't have to watch it again unless you know one day I'm like, "Oh, maybe I'll watch it again." It's one of those movies.
Yeah, I won't be watching that again. I'm giving it a 2. I think.
Yeah, I'm surprised you gave it a 2. Point.
Yeah. So, another thing that we were talking about is like. I don't know, it had a lot to say, kind of, but it's,
yeah.
And it was like very, almost preachy to me.
I felt it did lectured. Not want to be subtle at all. It wants you to know what it wants to say.
Yeah, which isn't, yeah, I mean, I guess it's not inherently bad, but I didn't.
It's not what you're here for.
Yeah, it wasn't what I was there for, so. But yeah, yeah, two for me. I don't know, it's what it is. I don't, somebody else kind of give me, somebody correct, come correct with me, and then I'll shut up, but I thought it was, eh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let's go back to the Filipino lady, though, actually. I think she needs more flowers because she really picked it up in the end there. What'd you think of that whole... Well, I guess there was a triangle sort of at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I like... that's the part of the movie I like because it's just like the roles are reversed. Mm-hmm. Nothing's really changed. It's just the roles are reversed. Like it's just like normal society. That's like, I guess that's what the movie's trying to see, right?
Yeah,
hearing there's always going to be somebody on top. We're not all really equal, is what the movie's trying to say, or something like that.
Yeah, hearing a Filipino accent on screen was very.
I know, it's crazy.
It was awesome. I don't know if this is I can't even think of another movie that I've heard a Filipino accent in.
Maybe No Way Home, but like not like that though. Or like it was like a important character, right?
Yeah,
yeah, she was awesome. Tell him.
And I also think, also if anyone's watching this, Woody Harrelson should have been on the island. Like, what?
Yeah, I'll say they probably didn't have it in the budget.
Yeah. Oh, and the whole let's talk about that. Reminds me of the whole, there's a whole vomiting thing for like a really long time happening. That part was just like, no. I didn't want to watch it. It was gross and disgusting, but also like went on way too long. Like I couldn't go ahead.
I'm not gonna say I liked it, but I thought it was interesting for the story because it was trying to say again, like, you know, like look at all these people who think they're like up here, but now look at them like down here, right? Like that's probably the whole oh, that was so gross though, when she was like she's sliding back and forth in her own shit and vomit. Oh
yeah. Like,
again, that's a scene where I was like, I don't want to see what like an audience reaction of that, because that's probably why it won that award at the film festival. I forget, I think it was a Palme d'Or. I think that's how you say it. But
yeah,
people are probably losing their mind.
Ugh, I could have done without that. And then there's the
it's really gross.
Woody Harrelson and I forget the other guy,
the Russian
guy. They're like,
right?
Yeah, they're like Russian, having this, you know, conversation argument. Thing about like, you know, socialism, capitalism and stuff, but only what happened to Woody Harrelson? I might have missed it. Like,
assume he died.
Yeah, they don't show him again after that. He doesn't make it to the island, and it's like, okay, can I? Anyway, yeah, that's enough about this movie. I gave it a 2. You gave it a 3. We'll leave it at that. I personally would not recommend, but let me know what you think if you watched it. Okay, moving on to The Last of Us. The only I feel like we haven't done a TV show in a while, so
yeah,
this is good. It's probably because I haven't watched a lot of TV recently, but this one I had to watch because we both played the game.
Yep.
Too, so this was very exciting for me.
It was exciting, yeah.
But yeah, what were your thoughts on the show?
Damn, where do I start? I didn't realize how depressing the story actually was, because in between the depressing stuff, you get to beat people up and like kill clickers. But like, yeah, take that away. It is one hell, like it's so damn depressing. I didn't realize when that Bill and Frank episode happened and people were like, that's the happiest ending like that happens. And I'm like, shit, like that is like the happiest it ever like gets, really. And that even happened in the game. So it's like, holy crap. Like this show's, but yeah, I can't talk right now. That's how good the game story was, though. Like, that can translate to TV like that, though. That was my favorite part of the game. Was like, the story was really good.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a lot of games can do that, to be honest. Yeah. So, the only other one that I could think of that I would want to see on TV is like Red Dead Redemption.
Dead Redemption, yeah. That's like a TV show.
That's a great story, and I hope they do it. Somebody's gonna do it. I can feel it.
Probably
somebody's gonna do it
after this. Especially, like they probably
after
like,
this.
Working on
like
it.
Oh yeah, it's greenlit for sure. Pedro Pascal was really good. I think I liked all of the adaptations that they
made. Yeah, like the changes. Yeah, no, like there's a bunch of like story changes where I was like, damn, like the game didn't do it. Yeah. Like they could have, you know, like
yeah.
The end of the first episode was one that comes to mind where like the guy's about to shoot. Oh, I hit my mic. The guy's about to shoot Ellie, right? But then he flashes back to like when he with him with his daughter. I was like, damn, why didn't the game do that? Like, there's just like a bunch of small changes like that where like it adds to the overall story. Like, and another one was Henry and Sam. Like, their whole thing is that like Henry killed a guy for his brother, right? So he can get medicine for his brother. And then again, that mirrors the ending where it's like what Joel does. So like, there's so much like that they change where like it just adds to the overall like. Mm-hmm. Story, and it's really good.
Just good writing. It's really good. And then the Bill and I forgot the other guy's name. Bill and Frank. Thank you.
That was like way better than the game is like.
The game is just like, oh damn, like,
because I think in the game it was supposed to be like Bill already lost, or he didn't even know what happened to Frank. He just knows that Frank left him. Bill is like a version of Joel that like that's like the worst version of Joel. Like it's supposed to be like a mirror. So I feel like that's what the game was trying to do.
Yeah.
But in the show, it's like, like how I was saying in Puss in Boots, why I was like, oh, I don't really like Puss in Boots because all the characters should revolve around like, about life and death, right? But this show does that where it's like all the characters in some way like revolve around love, right?
Yeah.
And like that's what like makes a show for me is like, or a movie is like when the themes are like not so on the nose, but like it involves every single character, right?
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Yeah, and then, oh man, watching the ending again was like so, like, you know what's gonna happen, right? Because you played the game, but it's still like,
it's like, oh, damn.
Shit. Like, the one thing I wanted a little bit more from Joel throughout the whole series was, like, in the game, you're like beating people with your bare hands and you're like sneaking
he's
around,
a tank,
like, choking people out. He's a tank. And Joel's like in the show, or Pedro Pascal's like they have him shoot a lot, which is like I get it. And I'm the whole time I'm just like, dude, I did not get that many bullets in the game. Like get out of here! I had to sneak around. And
I had to
like beat people's asses. I wanted to see just one scene where he like just like
I kind of get it
just,
though.
Like, unloads, you know, because that's like one of the most satisfying parts for me. Of the game. So,
but like in the game. In a video game, you can be like this one man army, but they're probably trying to keep it realistic where you can't be like he couldn't. Cause let's be honest, in real life, you try to do what you do in that game, you're dead probably. But yeah, I get it. No, yeah, like Joel
they
is.
They could have. Yeah, I just wanted like it doesn't have to be like unrealistic, just like a little bit, just like a taste.
Yeah, just a tiny, just like him what?
Whooping ass, you know. But he was still a super cool character. The Ellie, I forgot the actress's name, but she's very good.
Oh, too. Yeah. Bella Ramsey. She was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. They put the DLC in there, huh?
Yeah, that was the DLC.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this I didn't play is the that. DLC. I thought you did.
Oh, I did, probably.
You did. Because then I was like, oh, what's that? And then
that's right. You're right.
Yeah. It was good. To include the DLC in there, it actually contributed to like the well, it does in the game too, but like it was good, it was placed well as well. Let's see what else.
What'd you think of one of the criticisms is that there weren't enough infected, like after halfway through, then it's just like, oh, what happened to the infected? Like, that's what a lot of people are saying, which I kind of agree, but you know, it's
a little bit
probably didn't have the money.
The
bloater was awesome, though.
The bloater. Yeah. That portion where they're like making jokes, and then, oh, what'd you think of that whole like Scar and then Joel's whole extra thing?
Oh,
that wasn't.
You're right. That was not in the game. Yeah. I know. I was gonna get to that. Actually, a lot of scenes where I was like in the game, I was like, damn, that hit. You know. Like,
yeah.
They didn't hit for me in the TV show, which is interesting. The part in the house. Where he's like, where she says like, everybody who's left me has either died, but except for you. Part in the game, like that part, I'm like, damn, like this is like sad. But in the show, for some reason, it didn't hit for me, even though it's like the exact same scene. And then again, at the end, like the whole last episode, I wasn't really like I didn't really feel anything like I did in the game. It's just kind of weird. I don't know why. Like, it's like exactly the same thing. So, but yeah, those new additions about his like scar and all that.
Yeah.
I think that might have been part of it, because in the game it was just like, you just already know that Joel is like he loves Ellie now. Like you just get it. And then, but in the show, it's like they're kind of like hitting you over the head with it. So it's like,
I think he felt like he had to, because like in the game too, there's more hours of gameplay in between. You know, you're like traveling.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
and, like,
yeah.
Doing the littler things. There's like things you're picking up and reading. That's like super cool too. And I could see like why they felt like they had to do that.
Yeah, so, to add it. Yeah, that's true.
Even like the whole when he has to like go through the whole hospital part, I thought they would take their time more with that too, you know? Because
they
like,
might have hinted at Abby. Did you see that? It's crazy.
I was like, oh man, season two is gonna go wild.
There are actually a lot of hints to like Ellie in season two, like how. Like the whole thing with David, where he's like, "Oh, you have a violent heart." Like, yeah, he's like, he's saying, like,
yeah,
yeah. And then when she finds like the infected in the ground, and she like just kills it, like, damn, crazy. Mm-hmm. But like that again, that adds to like, yeah, next season, bro. But I was also saying this too, like for season two, it's probably gonna be multiple seasons. But like after I finished part two, I was like, I know the game's already like kind of long. But I feel like the story needed like way more on that side, you know?
Yeah.
No spoilers, but on that side, it needed way more for the story. Yeah. But like the game's already like long, so you can have a really long game. But like for the TV show, they can do.
They're definitely gonna change it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I don't think they're gonna change like the major stuff, but like
they're not. I want them to, but they're not.
Yeah. But they're gonna add way more, and like it's gonna like work out even better, I think.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't. I don't know, dude. I don't know if I'm ready for the next season, but we'll see. What did the show do better than the game? I guess the only thing that stands out that the show did well was like mostly the Bill and Frank.
And Frank.
That was a really good episode.
Nick, I also like great. They showed Ellie's mom for a bit. That was really cool.
They did?
Yeah, at the start of the latest episode.
Oh, that's right. And it's Ellie, the voice actress.
Yeah, that was her. Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool. I heard her like in the you can kind of tell, you know, the voice is pretty distinct. And I was like, is that
Ellie? No, yeah, when she was like she did her like grunts or whatever, and she's like, I was like, well, that's Ellie, yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. I like how they incorporated like the voice actors into the cast.
One thing that they did, like for sure to make it different, all the enemies they fight, they try to like give them some sort of personality, because then that's the whole theme of season two, or no, part two, is that there are no like good people or bad people. We're all just you know, trying to survive. Like that's the whole point of like part two.
Mm-hmm.
So then like, yeah, in this season, all the enemies that they're facing against, they try to give them some sort of like thing about them, like a David's group. And then the group that they meet with Henry and Sam, like they tried to like make the enemies more like people, I guess, because in the game you're just killing them.
yeah that's true. Ooh, I'd say, man, yeah, I don't know. I the game is just it's unfair, right? Because the game came first, but like the game was just different, man. Like
it is. Yeah, I don't know,
it made me want to play the game again.
That's good. No, yeah, by the end of it, I still was like, I'd still play the game though. Like,
yeah,
at the end of the day,
I'd still rather play the game.
But it's still good, because there are people that are not going to play the game. So it's like, that's the thing too, though. They brought up this whole conversation about what Joel did at the end again. And man, some people are... Okay, so did you think what Joel did at the end was right?
Like, that's the thing. I probably would have done it too. So, yeah. But it's not necessarily right.
Because a lot of people are like saying, like, trying to justify what he did, but like I feel like that's not the point though. The point is that it is not a good thing, but you get why he did it.
Yeah,
but yeah, damn, I think it's just crazy how like I had this whole discussion, or like I saw this conversation like years ago when the game came out, and then seeing it open up again like to like way more people, I was like, wow, it's just so crazy.
Yeah, I that's a good, because well, that was the point, you know, they were trying to make you decide, like, one thing I love that HBO does, they have, like, the writers
after.
Stuff. this they speak on it, and it's like, oh, yeah, man, I love that part. I wish every show did that. Because they did that for, what was that, Game of Thrones had that too, yeah. Right? Yeah, like all the HBO shows, man. It's so good. I love getting that, like, explanation from them almost. Yeah. Can't wait for him to try to explain season two to me, but, you know, we'll see how he does that.
See, I was saying, for season, like, it's such an interesting experience in the game, because it's like, it forces you, like, okay, now, like, you have to do this if you want to keep going, right? Yeah. Like, that's why it makes it so interesting for a game. But a TV show is just like, you don't like it, you just stop watching. So it's like, how do you like recreate that experience? That's why the game is so like interesting for part two.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, people might just...
They're just going to stop watching.
Stop watching.
Like, you're not going to change my mind. I'm just going to stop watching.
Yeah, so
but we'll the game see. Is like, you're like, no, you have to play it because you want to keep playing.
Yeah.
So, like, it's so interesting. Like, that's why I love part two. Like, no other game has done that where like it forces you to do something.
Yeah.
It's like, damn. But like, it's so interesting. Yeah.
But maybe if you just watch the show, maybe you're not as connected to, like, the characters. Yeah. So maybe it's like, I don't know. Maybe it keeps your interest and you're not so invested that way, and where it's like, oh man. But I don't know. We'll see, because I'm very interested to see.
How they're gonna? Because even like the game, it like jumps around like kind of a lot. So it's like, how they're gonna do that for a TV show? You know, it might just piss people off.
Yeah, man. The ending with like. The ending's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
I like that at least they didn't really change that part. It's all the same.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I don't want to like spoil too much, but I want to talk more about it. but what would you give the show?
The show is a four. Solid.
The show is a four.
Yeah.
I think the game, would you say, the game's a five, right?
Like, the game's a five. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the show's a four too. I feel like there's some stuff I can't remember more now because they were kind of a while back. Like some of the earlier episodes was kind of like, I had like little gripes with it here and there, just because
I did like how each single episode felt like its own story though somehow. Even though there's this whole big story, if he has to get her here, there each episode still had some sort of like own story, like its own story itself.
Yeah,
so I thought that was really interesting too.
That's
like that's what a TV show should do.
Exactly. Yeah, that's like the mark of a great TV show. Like when I think of what you're describing, I think of like Avatar, like Last Airbender, because it's all those stories leading up to him being the Fire Lord.
Like there's this bigger story, but then there's these like little stuff that's like
that keeps it interesting. So yeah, hopefully they come out with season two soon. I think they said already that it's going to be more than one season.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Because it is I just wonder where they're going to end it, because like, anywhere I feel like would piss me off. Anywhere in part two, it would be like, damn.
Yeah, and then they're going to have to change some stuff, and it's like, I'm definitely not going to want to play part two again, I don't think so. but yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Anything else? Any other thoughts on that one?
I think we covered it.
Yeah. Since we were on a hiatus, we don't really have a game today. We just wanted to get our thoughts out on these four great things that we watched. But we'll be back in a couple weeks. We're back on track now. But let me get my plugs off. So if you like the show, follow us on our socials at Mixed Podcasting. We are pretty active on Instagram and also on TikTok. And if you like the live show, please be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other Wednesday night, but today's Thursday. We may have to change our schedule a little bit moving forward. I didn't even tell Alardo that yet. Moving forward, but we'll see. Just because, you know, busy stuff going on. But next episode, we have... Okay, I just found out today that there's a Tetris. Is it a movie or show? Because I saw
it's a movie. On TV. It's a movie.
Tetris movie. Paint. Where is it? The Bob Ross movie. Owen Wilson. The Super Mario movie. And Beef, which is a Netflix TV show. So check those out. Let us know what you think in a couple weeks. Do you have any closing thoughts, Alardo?
Nope.
All right, well, that's going to do it, and we'll see you guys next time on The Mix.